This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The world has passed the bleak milestone of 500,000 deaths from COVID-19. That figure is more than 502,000. Over 10 million people are infected with the virus. Despite the rising numbers, AP's Charles de Ledesma reports some governments are pushing ahead with reopening travel, but the process will be complicated and subject to change.
The European Union is preparing a list of 15 countries whose nationals will be allowed to visit the bloc. The resurgence of cases in the US means Americans may not be on that list. Officials say countries will be chosen according to their coronavirus status and the reliability of their data. Spain's Foreign Minister, Arantxa Gonzalez Laya, says this is not an exercise to be nice or unfriendly to other countries, but an exercise of self-responsibility.
That was AP's Charles de Ledesma reporting. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says the coronavirus crisis has been a disaster for Britain. And while the government will look at what went wrong, it is not the right time to have an inquiry into missteps. In the United States, several states at the center of a new surge of infections have taken steps back from the effort to ease restrictions on businesses. The U.S. leads the world in cases with more than 2.5 million. Monday, leading aid groups called for increased access and funding for millions of Syrians at risk of starvation on the eve of a key conference in Brussels. More than 9 years into the conflict, the fighting has receded, but the humanitarian emergency remains acute, the international NGO said in a joint statement, adding, quote, a staggering 9.3 million Syrians are now going to sleep hungry, and more than another 2 million are at risk of a similar fate, end quote. The statement said the number of Syrians facing food security has risen by 42% since last year. This is VOA News. Pakistani security officials say gunmen armed with grenades attacked the Pakistan Stock Exchange in Karachi Monday, killing 2 guards, a policeman, and wounding 7 others. Security forces killed all 4 of the attackers. Separatist insurgents from the province of Balochistan claimed responsibility for the attack. In Afghanistan, multiple explosions tore through a market in the southern part of the country Monday, killing at least 23 civilians. The Afghan army is accusing the Taliban of carrying out the attack. The latest bloodshed comes as both the Taliban and Afghan government prepare to launch peace talks aimed at ending the country's nearly 2-decade-old war. Monday, the Kremlin rejected as lies media reports that Russian forces offered to pay Taliban-linked militants to kill U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan. This comes as U.S. President Donald Trump says he was never briefed about the reported Russian military intelligence efforts. AP Sagar Magani has more.
As the U.S. and Taliban discuss ending the Afghan war, the intelligence assessments suggest Russia offered to pay Taliban-linked militants to kill American forces. Officials who confirm the assessments to the AP say intelligence officials are looking at an attack last year that killed 3 Marines and at some insider attacks to see if they're linked to bounties. The officials say the president was briefed on the matter earlier this year. He denied it yesterday, tweeting he'd been told the information was not given to him because intelligence officials did not find it credible. The Trump administration said to brief some lawmakers on the matter today. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The European Union and Britain launched an intense 5 weeks of negotiations Monday on a deal to define their post-Brexit relations. The new round of talks in Brussels was the first held face-to-face since the coronavirus shutdown, combined with the two sides' entrenched positions to stall progress. The president's office in Gabon says a large majority of the Senate voted Monday to decriminalize homosexuality, paving the way for the country to become one of the few in Africa to reverse an earlier ban on same-sex relationships. A presidential spokesperson told Reuters the law was adopted with a large majority of 59 votes, end quote, adding the bill would be ratified by the president. The U.S. Supreme Court defended abortion rights by striking down a Louisiana law placing restrictions on doctors who perform the procedure, dealing a blow to anti-abortion advocates. The 5-4 ruling had conservative Chief Justice John Roberts joining the 4 liberal justices in the majority. Mississippi legislators have taken historic votes to remove a Confederate battle emblem from their state flag. Spectators in the Capitol cheered and applauded after the vote Sunday. This is the last U.S. state flag with the Confederate symbol on it, one many people condemn as racist. I'm Diane Roberts.